Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we play songs from two new albums from music greats Elton John and Leon Russell and Elvis Costello. We also answer a question about the faces found on American money. But first, a report on a shiny gem new to the Smithsonian Museum in Washington.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
The Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History recently added a new gem to its collection. The Cullinan Diamond Necklace is now on view at the museum with another famous jewel, the Hope Diamond. Though smaller than the Hope Diamond, gemologists say the Cullinan Diamond is just as beautiful. Curator Jeffrey Post says it is one of the greatest gifts the museum has ever received. Catherine Cole has more.
The silver necklace has 251 diamonds. It has a beautiful bow and oval-shaped design in the center. 9 extremely rare blue diamonds are part of the design. The rare blue diamonds total more than 5 carats. Like the Hope Diamond, the Cullinan Diamond also has a rich history. It is named after Thomas Cullinan, a famous South African explorer. He owned the premier diamond mine in South Africa. Mr. Cullinan had promised his wife that he would find her the largest diamond in the world. His workers found such a diamond in 1905. It weighed almost 3,107 carats before it was cut and polished. At the time, it was the biggest diamond ever discovered. Thomas Cullinan sold the uncut diamond to the Transvaal government. It was later given to British King Edward VII on his birthday. The diamond was then cut into a number of different jewels, which became part of the British royal family collection. The most famous of the pieces is known as the Star of Africa. Mr. Cullinan had the Cullinan Diamond Necklace created as a special present for his wife in 1910. The necklace was passed down to the first daughter of each family until it was sold by a great-granddaughter in the early 1980s. Experts say the design of the Cullinan Diamond Necklace is an example of the jewelry of the Edwardian time period when the necklace was created. The Cullinan Diamond Necklace is on view at the Harry Winston Gallery in the National History Museum. It is on a shiny blue cloth, which helps bring out the beauty of its rare blue diamonds. An unidentified person gave the necklace to the museum in honor of its 100th anniversary. It will remain on view at the Harry Winston Gallery until next spring, when it moves to its permanent home in the National Gem Gallery.
Our listener question this week comes from Iraqi Kurdistan. Farman Saleh wants to know about the men whose pictures are on American paper money and why they were important. The picture of George Washington is on the $1 bill. He served as America's first president from 1789 to 1797. President Washington has been called the father of his country. The third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, is on the $2 bill. He was the main writer of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. Jefferson was one of the most influential of the nation's founding fathers. He was also a plant expert, architect, musician, and inventor. Another of America's greatest presidents, Abraham Lincoln, is on the $5 bill. He served as the 16th president from 1861 until 1865. He successfully led the country through the Civil War, saved the Union, and ended slavery. The picture of Alexander Hamilton appears on the $10 bill. Hamilton was never president, but he was the first Secretary of the Treasury and one of the founding fathers. He was also an economist and political philosopher. Andrew Jackson was the 7th president, serving from 1829 to 1837. He supported popular democracy and individual liberty. His picture is on the $20 bill. Another president is on the $50 bill. Ulysses S. Grant served from 1869 to 1877. Before serving as president, Grant was the military commander of Union forces during the Civil War. Under his command, the Union Army defeated Confederate forces. So who do you think is on the $100 bill? It is Benjamin Franklin. Franklin was never elected president, but was one of the founding fathers. He was also a leading writer and printer, political thinker, politician, postmaster, scientist, inventor, civic activist, and diplomat. These American statesmen are on front of the 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, 50, and $100 bills. The backs of the notes show images from the nation's history or famous places. They are in order: the Great Seal of the United States, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and the Lincoln Memorial. The others are the Treasury Building, the White House, the Capitol Building, and Independence Hall. You can learn about how American money is made on the special English program, This is America, on Monday. Musician T-Bone Burnett recently produced two albums. He worked with Elvis Costello, Elton John, Leon Russell, and others. Mario Ritter plays some music and tells about the new records.
This is not the first time T-Bone Burnett has worked with singer-songwriter Elvis Costello. They have produced several albums together. T-Bone Burnett has also written and performed on Costello's albums. National Ransom is the latest. It is a double album. It has been released digitally and on CD, but there is also a vinyl recording for sale. And Costello thinks this is the way it sounds best. He says digital may be easier to get, but he says listeners cheat themselves if they do not hear the vinyl version. Here, Elvis Costello performs Jimmy Standing in the Rain from National Ransom.
glass, stick it in his pocket, punching out the shadows underneath the socket. Tweed coat turned up against the fog. Slow coaches rolling over the mall, between the very merry and approaches of all.
T-Bone Burnett also produced the album The Union. It features two singer-songwriters, Elton John and Leon Russell. Burnett says the record was made because Elton John considered Leon Russell a musical hero and had always wanted to work with him. Here they perform Jimmy Rogers' Dream.
Looking at a funeral wagon rolling down a two-lane highway, winding past a desert town. A big blue canvas painted by the master's hand. The shifting clouds above and endless miles of sand. In that mirror, baby, that's what's left of me. Blazing like a freight train, hauling 60 tons of steel. Air 'em out's the best release and get some rest. Harry, don't wait up for me, the brakeman's going west.
Last month, T-Bone Burnett got all three men, and a few other artists he works with, to perform live together. They held concerts in Boston and New York to raise money for arts and music education in public schools. We leave you with Elton John and Leon Russell performing Hearts Have Turned to Stone from their new album, The Union.
I'm out here in the darkness, yeah. In a Halloween.
Yeah.
Sometimes I sit and wonder,
yeah.
Will I ever see love again?
Yeah.
Looking for an answer, not an easy thing to find.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by June Sims, Shelley Gullis, and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. You can get transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our shows at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. If you have a question about American life, write to Mosaic at voanews.com. Be sure to include your name and country. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.